The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Monday evening's action in Killarney. A good card to look forward to there, with action on both the level and over jumps. And the feature race is a listed race. We have the Cairn Rouge Stakes. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, bud. I'm good, mate.
Good. Quite a good evening to look forward to in Killarney, isn't it?
Yeah, it always is. It's a three-day festival, isn't it, Carlisle? I think they have two of these, one in July and one in August. So, and they usually have mixed cards as well, so pretty much something for everyone.
Yes, and the feature race, Andy, the listed race, is there something in there for us to get stuck into?
I think there is, yeah. I'm quite surprised that she's the price she is, so we'll deal with that in a minute or two.
We will. We'll move on to that shortly. But let's get stuck into the first race to start with, the 5:40. And we start the card with an EBF median auction maiden, median auction race, rather. And it's over the extended mile. And the Ice Meister is the 6-5 favourite this morning. 13-8 for Here We Go. 5-1 for Magno Clamore. 10-1 for King Christoph. And then 12-1 and double figure prices. Big price, in fact, for the other runners. Priced up, I suppose, like it should be between the Ice Meister and Here We Go, Andy. I suppose you could put Magno Clamore in there as well. Do you see it between those three?
I've actually whittled it down to the front two. I'm certainly respectful of Magno Clamore, but I think the other two set a really good standard. Here We Go was fourth behind Berta de Bolzi the night at Leopardstown. It was a race at Otorio, really threw away by jinking to the left inside the final furlong. But he kept on quite well, that son of Clodeville, and Kevin Prendergast has got high hopes of him for tonight and in the near future. But I do like Gerlines as the Ice Meister. He, similar to one or two of these, caught the eye first time out in a good maiden down in Fairy House. It was the race that saw Jack Naylor finish second. Of course, he won the other day. Danny Roscollen, Ulala's won as well, since the third. And several others in that race have all posted good figures subsequently. He then went to Dan Royal and basically was a penalty kick, as the odds suggest. He was 5-1 on and beat two pretty modest horses as readily as you like. But it's just the kind of style about this horse. I really like him. I think he's uncomplicated. And he looks more of a straightforward ride, stronger stayer than maybe one or two of these. I think the step up in triple suit, and from a yard that can't do little wrong at the moment, I think the Ice Meister is definitely the one to be within the first.
Okay, the Ice Meister in the first then. The second race is the 6:10, and this is a handicap for four-year-olds and over the extended mile. And Teoct heads the betting at 7-4. 4-1 for Carenza. Vassoni is 11-2. 6-1 for Diamond Days. Dancer Defer is 7-1. 9-1 for Interlutum. 10s for Castlebar Selling, and Safe Home is 16-1. Teoct, Andy, was a winner over a mile and a half and a mile and five furlongs last season. Dropped to a mile, and she got her head back in front over a mile again tonight. Do you think this new trip suits her?
Yeah, I'd say so. My one slight concern tonight with this horse would be the ground. It's currently good or good to firm in places, and if they do get a drop of rain over and on, I think it'll increase her chances, and I think she would therefore be a worthy market leader. Her win the other day in Leopardstown was a really polished effort. She beat several informed horses, including Corbus, who'd won there the week before, and also Reckless Dad, the horse that I thought was a decent each-way bet, could only finish fourth on that occasion. They had plenty of rain at the Canterkildare venue that night, and it certainly helped her cause. Her two previous wins had both come with a bit of cut in the ground, and this stiff track will certainly play into her strengths. I think she's much better off on a where there's an uphill climb. But at the odds, I'd probably just look elsewhere. I think 7-4 is about right, but I do quite like the claims of Dancer Defoe here from an each-way perspective. Was probably badly in need of the run first time out in that race at Leopardstown the other day. It was won by Flick Flack. But it was a strongly run event, and she hasn't got too much to find on the figures here. Teoc just about sets the standard. I've got a 78 for Teoc last time at Leopardstown, but I've got a 78 also for Dancer Defoe when finishing fifth in that Flick Flack race. So at the prices, I'm more inclined to perhaps go with her each way at 7-1 with the dead eight runners and back Chioct at a short price.
Okay, each way then on Dancer de Foe in the 6-10. The 6-40 is the feature race this evening. It's the Cairn Rouge Stakes, which is a listed race for fillies and mares over the extended mile. And Palace is the 13-8 favourite at the time of recording. It's 9-2 for Sparkle Factor, 13-2 for Terrific. Booker is 7-1, 10-1 for Colour Blue, 16s for Califanti and Dalcova, and Exactment and Beyond Brilliance. And then it's 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who do you like in the 6-40, Andy?
Well, the market likes Palace, doesn't it? And I think she probably just sets the barometer for this race here, with obviously her runs in Group 1 company being very commendable. That fifth in the Irish 1000 Guineas reads well. Seventh in the English Oaks, when she probably just didn't quite stay the mile and a half. You know, and not a lot of these have had the sort of chance or even the likelihood of running in those kind of races. Back into a listed company last time out, she just bumped into one of Dermot Wells, who obviously is in good form at the moment, Carla Bianca. But I think Dermot Weld is the key to this race, because not only did he train the winner of that race, Carla Bianca, he also trained Afternoon Sunlight, who beat Palace early on in the season at Leopardstown. Now, Sparkle Factor represents the Dermot Weld stable here, so you'd like to think that Dermot, being as he's had such a good year with his fillies, very similar to John Gosden over in England, that he'd have some idea of what it takes to win a race like this. Interesting that Nemoigles stood also owned those two horses in question as well, Carla Bianca and Afternoon Sunlight. So he could have basically run any permutations of three or four horses in this race, and he decided to run this filly by Archer. Comes here off the back of a really gutsy victory last time out down in the Curra, when she fought off that subsequent winner, Toban. Back in third was Colour Blue, of course, reapposes tonight. Whimsical and Califanti are also in the ruck. All those horses in that race that day suggested it was a good race, because they've all run well since, including Colour Blue. He's a good speed figure. The only question mark I've got, of course, is that whether Sparkle Factor gets the extra furlong. Her first time in her life, of course, that she's tackling beyond the mile. Obviously, mile and a half tonight, mile and a half a furlong tonight. But if she does get it, I do think Sparkle Factor is likely to be there or thereabouts. And she's available to back around about 5-1 this morning, so she'll do for me each way.
Okay. Sparkle Factor each way then in the 6:40. On to the 7:10 next, and this is an apprentice handicap over a mile and three furlongs. And Riddistan heads the betting this morning and has been well back to 100-30 into 5-2. 5-1 for Lily the Lioness, 11-2 for Byron Beauty. Hangar 5 is 15-2, 11-1 for Colony Empress and Bog War, and then 14-1 or bigger prices. The rest, quite an open handicap, Andy, but the money's coming for Riddistan. Can you see why?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, this is the best bet on the card, this Riddistan. I managed to get to 7-2 this morning. I was up early banging down the bookmakers' doors to back this horse, who I think gets in here off a really very lenient mark, certainly compared to what he's been doing over hurdles recently. A mark of just 55, courtesy of three statutory runs in handicaps. Obviously, Dennis Hogan very shrewdly has placed this horse to good effect, and he's running in races where basically he's got a bit of education, but at the same time couldn't possibly win. And interesting that he comes here following a really smooth victory over hurdles at Clonmel the other day, when he absolutely cantered home ahead of a horse of Edward O'Grady's called Reflect Ombra. And it's easy really to see why he should be very popular in the betting as well, because not only does this horse have really good sound credentials, he also comes from a yard of trying to win the race last year, Shalaman, who had a similarly lenient mark to go to war with. So Riddistan has already been well backed, and is the attention of good support. I think even more so as the race gets ever closer. So I suggest you take the early morning price on the best bet of the night, Riddistan.
Okay, best bet of the night then in the 7-10 in the shape of Riddistan. We're over obstacles for the rest of the card, and the 7:40 is a mare's maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, and Daisy's Gift is quite a short price favourite at even money. 11-2 for Bally Brownie Ella. Millie LeBac is 13-2 with Give Her Back. Lord Art Lady is 11-1, 14-1 for She's a Portrait, and then 14-1 for Undefined Beauty, and 22 is our bigger price as the rest. The favourite, Andy, Daisy's Gift, trained by Willie Mullins, that obviously attracts a lot of attention. A bumper winner a while ago now, and made an encouraging reappearance when third in a 2 mile maiden hurdle at Punchestown. Is it fair to say a reproduction of that would be good enough to win this?
Yeah, that's spot on, Mark. Yeah, that's the way I see it as well. I think round about even money, 11-10. Looks fairly generous, considering this looks a really weak mares only race with not a lot of quality opposition, you know, on the horizon. that third, as you said, behind Elsie down in Punchestown, certainly represents the best form in this race, and she was entitled to need that run as well, first run for the best part of a year. And back in fourth is a horse called Beecher Felicia from the Aidan O'Brien stable, who's gone on to win subsequently to boost the form. I just thought she shaped that night as well, as though she'd need a step up in trip. She rather got outpaced a little bit. She was running on okay at the same speed throughout that contest, but she just couldn't really quicken as well as the winner. So I think 2.5 miles tonight will be absolutely ideal. And like I say, in what looks a really weak race, Daisy's gift should be far too good for the opposition.
Okay, Daisy's gift then in that race. The 8.10 is the penultimate race this evening, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles for 4-year-olds and over, rated 80 to 102, and we have 11 to 2 joint favourites this morning in the shape of Renava and Benelux Park. Fantastic Bob is 13 to 2, 7 to 1 for Behemoth. Mutafar is 15 to 2, 14 to 1 for Bonifacio and Cura Golan and Dashing Lady and Udo's Choice. In fact, a whole host of them there on 14 to 1, 16s or bigger for the rest in what is a pretty open race. Andy, who do you like for the 8.10?
I'm a big fan of Fantastic Bod here. Augustine Lee is a 7-year-old who has turned over a new leaf in recent times, courtesy of the Hood and Tong Tai combination, which was seen to good effect down in Clonmel 2 starts ago when running his best ever race, when finishing third behind Cloudy Morning. And then over today's trip, 2.5 miles, travelled really well in the hands of David Russell, tonight's pilot, of course, and got the job done quite nicely. Beat a horse called Diamond Lee's Geezer Luke, who's gone on to win and frank the form. And back in fourth was a horse called Pier Glow, and that horse has won. So I think this form is pretty good, you know. I just like the way this horse travels in his races. He just seems a happy horse at the moment. Obviously, the Hood's work and the Tong Tai have certainly induced a little bit more improvement out of this horse. And I still think he's quite well handicapped up for mark of 89. Obviously, he's got Renova and Benelux Park to beat. Renova was a really easy winner down in Wexford the other day in what looks a competitive race. And although Benelux Park hasn't got particularly reliable sets of form figures, he does go really well at this track, Benelux Park. Mainly on the flat, his form figures read 1.54. So I think he could go well. But I do like Fantastic Barb. If he can get an each-way prize, 13-2 this morning, as you said, with William Hill, looks fair enough from where I'm sitting.
Okay then, Fantastic Bob each way in the 8.10, and the 8.40 is the final race of the evening. We finish with the Mares flat race, of Mares Bumper over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and Daring Carlotta is the even money favourite this morning. 3-1 for Hello Sweetie, 15-2 for Salita, 17-2 for Jen Marie, and then 11-1 or bigger prices the rest. Daring Carlotta, Andy, was a winner last time on pretty fast ground, good to firm ground, but the form of that race has worked out as well, with Isaac Bell and Dovella both winning out of that race, the second and third. Pretty strong form, Andy. Do you see it being an easy follow-up for Daring Carlotta?
I wouldn't say it'd be an easy follow-up, but I do expect to perhaps just to get the better of the second favourite, Hello Sweetie. This is actually quite a good matchup between these two, because they've both got a nice-looking profile. I like Daring Carlotta. I thought she did the job really well, as you said, down in Clonmel, first time up on similar ground to tonight. And she stayed on and quickened up really nicely to beat Isaac Bell, who made mincemeat of her opposition the other day at Cork, finally getting off the mark at the full time of asking after a string of seconds. Dubello, as you said, has also won subsequently, so he couldn't get any better than that form down in Clonmel for sort of mare's only form. But you know, let's not get too hasty and say that, you know, we've just got a lump on and collect with this Daring Carlotta, because Hello Sweetie will set certainly stiff opposition. I thought she went really well in that race in Ballinrad the other day. I actually tipped her the other night in a previous podcast, but she was a late withdrawal due to the, I think it was the fast conditions. If they get a drop of rain down in Killarney, it certainly help her, because she's already proven that she handled the ground down in Ballinrobe. So yeah, it looks a good matchup between the two. I'd probably go for Daring Carlotta under good to firm in places ground, but like I said, I don't think she'll have it all her own way with that Hello Sweetie looking also a promising horse in the making.
Okay, good stuff. Let's just have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections in Killarney one more time.
Yeah, it doesn't look back tonight. The card tonight, Killarney, first day of their three-day festival. The Ice Meister hopefully should keep Joe Lyons' horses going in the right direction in the opener. 6.10, Jim Bolger's Teoct is the one to beat there, but I'm going to go with Dancer de Fou each way. In the 6.40, the big race and the night, the Cairn Rouge Stakes. Let's stick with the informed Dermot Weld yard. And with Sparkle Factor, who arrives here following a good win down in the Curragh the other day. Manap of the night at Killarney is Riddestan in the 7.10. Looks incredibly well handicapped there for Dennis Hogan, who took the race last year just off the mark of 55. Willie Mullins should have a good night here tonight on the opening day of the festival. He's got Daisy's Gift, a very strong selection in the 740. Fantastic Bob each way in the 810, now that the Hood and Tong Tai seem to be working the Oracle. And Willie Mullen should complete a double in the last race with Daring Carlotta.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections this evening and enjoy the action in Killarney.
Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.